It is 24 and a half minutes after the hour on a Transcendent Tuesday. We're joined by Dr. Don Clark, a biochemist, a member of the board of Creation Moments, and there should be a higher sounding name than Vintner, a Grand Vintner, something, a kind of a title of nobility for someone who owns acres of vineyards and turns out wine. What do you think, David? Should there be a...
Perhaps there is no higher calling.
We're talking about an article that Kennedy Hall wrote and posted. It's a blog article, and there's a link to it in the chat window at Broken Road Radio right now, brokenroadradio.com, if you want to follow along. Interesting article. It's posted on the LifeSiteNews.com site. And basically, this article suggests that, politically speaking, climate change and COVID are kissing cousins.
I got to relate something that happened last night. Last night we were watching the news, 10 o'clock news, and they had the daily recitation of the number of people sick, number of people dying, number of all the rest of that stuff, the nightly death toll, and they had zero deaths in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
And today, this morning, it zoomed up to 9,000.
What?
I mean, that's incredible. Now, it was a different station. I mean, it was Channel 9 versus Channel 5. Mm-hmm. But where'd you guys come from?
Well, is it possible that they're manipulating the numbers here?
You think?
You think it's
likely?
Yeah, it's highly possible.
Yeah, really?
Oh, yes. So what's the similarity between climate change and COVID?
Yeah, what's the tie-in?
Where are we going with climate change? Because we talked about, obviously, climate change quite a bit on this program, and whether or not it's any of the predictors are actually predicting anything, and... obviously, the models aren't really panning out. So the scientists, climatologists who have gotten into this area and are trying to develop models to predict, the Earth is going to warm and the Earth is going to cool. Well, I don't know if you remember, but I remember quite well that back in the 70s, they were talking about global cooling.
Yes,
they were talking about a mini ice age. And the 1980s rolled around, and then they said, we're going to have a global warming. And we got to do something right now in order to prevent this global warming from taking over the Earth. And then in the 1990s, the topic was ozone. There's holes in the ozone layer. We got to lather up with sunscreen because we're going to get zapped by UV rays that the ozone normally blocks. And we got pockets of ozone being destroyed. And I remember that because I was at UCI, University of California in Irvine, and one of the chemistry doctors out there was really promoting this ozone. He jumped on the ozone bandwagon, and it was all because of chlorofluorocarbons, the refrigerants, and so
yeah, air conditioning units.
We had to switch from the current Freon that we had to new Freons that would break down more easily than waiting until they get up into the atmosphere to break down and destroy the ozone.
And that happened. That revolutionized the air conditioning industry. Because I just had ours serviced a while ago. They said, if you have to ever replace this unit, you can't use the same refrigerant that you've been using since the 70s here. And I said, oh.
Yes.
And he said, and it's a lot more expensive. So
yeah, it's a lot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot more expensive because, the manufacturer of Freon, DuPont, they first were against all of this, and then they jumped on the bandwagon and said, wait a minute, our patents are running out on Freon 12. And yes, if we come up with new chemicals, then our patents will go much, much longer, and we can still control the market.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's a great idea. So they jumped on it and started funding some research in the area. And developed, all the multiple of Freons that we have today. And, if you were back then, you had to completely change over to the new system.
You know, in a way, that's the beauty of private enterprise, because no matter what the politicians concoct, they'll find a way to stay alive and to prosper in it.
Yes.
That is really cool. That's just a neat aspect of where we live and the country that we are, or maybe we were.
Right. Exactly where we were, but that type of thinking has propagated even to exponential potential these days, of course, with the COVID. So all of that to say, all these predictions were the ozone holes in the ozone just magically disappeared. We didn't have the problem anymore, and there's no more talk about the holes in the ozone. And so all of the dire predictions by all of these folks just didn't pan out. Meaning that the modelers, for example, that do the modeling, they don't have all of the facts. They can't put enough parameters into their models to accurately predict what's going to happen, much less with the climate. And then we jump to COVID. And if you recall that with COVID, they're saying, this is a pandemic. This is going to spread throughout the country. We need to social distance. No science behind the 6 feet, by the way. We all need to put on masks. No science behind the mask wearing and whether or not the masks are even effective. But that doesn't matter with these folks. And by the way, in order to flatten the curve, we're going to ask the world to lock down for 2 weeks. It's just going to be 2 weeks.
That was the initial yes. That was Dr. Fauci at the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah. The 2 weeks turned into, a month, into months. And people started to get a little anxious about, we're locked down all this time. We saw an increase in psychological illnesses. We saw an increase in suicides at this time because of the lockdowns. And then the COVID numbers started coming down, and guess what? The predictors of doom said, aha, you see, the lockdowns worked. They obviously worked because we had a decrease in the COVID numbers. Well, then we started to get, the variant came along, and then we started to have an increase in COVID numbers. And so a lot of places started locking down again, and, the cycle repeated. Now, what didn't make widespread news or your local news and what was actually happening from the science point of view was that there were studies coming out to show that those countries that did not lock down actually had a better outcome of COVID. In other words, they had lower infection rates than those countries in those areas of our country, for example, had better outcomes if they didn't lock down and didn't have the mask mandates than those that did. So the actual science was pointing in the opposite direction of what the bureaucrats were telling us to do, whether they were bureaucrats from Washington or from our government or bureaucrats from our health agencies like the CDC, for example.
The WHO.
And this whole scenario then is that, hey, we are never wrong because we tell you to do this and then we saw a reduction in numbers and lo and behold, we must have been right. So everybody needs to repeat the process over and over again until we tell you that you can't, that it's okay to go outside and okay to get together with your neighbors again. And, that now you can have church, or if you have church, you got to at least have two or three seats between you two, and you can't sing, and all of these other things that they were telling us to do. Well, lo and behold, the climate alarmist says, hey, that's a great idea. let's suggest that we lock down because of CO2. I mean, think about it. There was less cars being driven during the lockdown for the COVID. And if we just do the same thing for our climate, because, you know, if the climate goes haywire, I mean, that is another global threat to humanity. If, you know, the climate should, you know, if the world should heat up, or if it should cool down too much, or if, you know, this, that, or the other, then all we need to do is just lock down folks. And then they won't be driving their cars. There'll be less trucks on the road because, after all, you know, the truck drivers have to lock down too. And then we'll be producing less pollutants into the atmosphere. And that will be good for everybody, except that then we're going to have, if we lock down again, we're going to have an increase in suicides and all of this, you know, psychological issues and problems.
It seems to me that it's like the jig is up with COVID, because most of us who are living today and looking around us and seeing what's happening understand that the virus did what a virus is supposed to do. And it suggests that all these other measures have had little to no effect and maybe made it worse than it had to be. So we're starting not to take it so seriously. So if the aim is control, they need another story.
They need another story, and this story has been around for a long time, because they've tried to control the world with the climate change scare, whether it's you know, global cooling or global warming, or, you know, we're going to have superstorms because of man's activities, and none of it has been proven to be man's activities, as I've said in other podcasts that we've done. It's the sun has much more influence as far as our climate than anything that man is doing. And think about it, because, okay, you know, we've got automobiles and you know, diesel engines and gasoline engines, and they're producing carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide. And what's wrong with that? Because carbon, all you need to do in order to reduce the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and in the world is to plant more trees or to plant more plants. So what we need is more agriculture and more forestry and nicely managed forestry, and the CO2 levels will automatically come down. And as we've already talked about, there are several mechanisms that the Earth already has into place to suck up excess CO2 and put it at the bottom of the ocean as carbonates, calcium carbonates, for example, or magnesium carbonates. And so the God designed this wonderful planet of ours to actually moderate its climate, the various gases that are in our atmosphere, regardless of its man activities or it's a result of a volcano. You know, God has already taken care of it with a lot of mechanisms that aren't part of, for example, the climate change modelers. Their models, for example, they can't take these things into account. We have a virus that man thinks that we can control the spread of the virus by these activities, and a virus is going to do what a virus is going to do. And all right, if you're sick, stay home. I mean, that's just reasonable. I mean, we used to quarantine people based on whether or not they were sick, and if they were sick, stay home, wash your hands, don't put your fingers in your mouth or your eyes or whatever, you know, wash your hands frequently, just do basic hygiene, and that will go a lot further than a lot of these things that have been proposed by our governments in order to, the ultimate goal, of course, is to control the population. And therein lies, so we got control of the population with the COVID, we got control of the population with climate change, and that is the name of the game. And and these, by the way, if you, you know, if you've noticed, these are global issues. So our governments have made these global issues. These are not issues that are local. You know, if you've got a local, let's say you got a local Ebola infection going on in your community, well, you know, okay, it might be a good idea to lock down the community or lock down especially those that are sick, and you know, put warnings up that, you know, these folks have a have an infection that is highly contagious, so you might want to stay away. But these happen to be global issues, and so they made them global issues. So for the sole purpose that if they're global issues, we need a global solution to this problem.
Well, that suggests that it's not local people that are behind it, but it's globalists who are behind this. There's some group, some individual at the top of that group that has this in as you know, part and parcel of their agenda.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, it's globalists pushing these agendas and pushing for the lockdowns and pushing for totalitarian control, if you will. Australia has gone crazy with the control, because
New Zealand, yeah.
Anybody who has not been vaccinated is now locked down again. If you've been vaccinated, you can go about your business. But if you haven't been vaccinated, you are locked down. And, oh, by the way, we're going to send around the police to do some spot checks. And if you're out and about where you're not supposed to be, and we're going to give you a ticket. We're going to fine you for not obeying the totalitarian government. And the fines actually can mount up quite high. And if you don't pay them, we will take your house. That's how far it has gone in Australia, which is, you know, that's just a test case of what's coming ultimately to the United States. So we better be quite aware of what the real agenda is here, and do our best, as we talked about before. I mean, there's a lot you can do about viral infections. I mean, build up your own immune system. For one, God designed us in such a marvelous way and gave us an immune system that, you know, attacks pretty much everything that comes into contact with us, if we indeed provide the nutrients that are needed for the immune system to be robust.
And of course, wait till you and we talked about that just a few short weeks ago, and there's a podcast at brokenroadradio.com. You can click on it and get that information. What do you do to build up your immune system? What do you need? What are the amounts? That's all been discussed. So I just want to suggest to people that if you go to brokenroadradio.com, click on the podcast archive, and click on Don's name, you can see these podcasts sorted by topic. And occasionally, quite occasionally over the years, we've talked about creation and the biblical story of creation and Genesis and so forth. But over the past year, quite frequently, the topic has shifted to COVID and to climate change. And there's so many things that you don't get in the normal course of communications from the TV, from social media these days, that if you're worried and nervous and upset and angry, well, in a sense, you have a right to be. But there's no need to be, because it's all in good hands. And God has taken care of the earth, and he's taking care of viruses, and this is really nothing new. Would you say it's fair? Now, you've got years in pharmaceuticals and biochemistry, that COVID has behaved just like a virus does. It's a textbook case.
Well, it is and it isn't. And so it is a textbook case. It would have been just like the normal flu that goes around and changes, by the way, every year. That's why you need to get, well, you don't need to get a flu vaccine, but they recommend for the elderly at least that they get the flu vaccine.
Yeah, even if it's effective, even if it's only effective against 10% of the strains out there, they say you got to get this thing. So
Yeah, well, they highly recommend it. But we have perturbed the system by what we have done. So what we have done is actually prolonged the virus from hanging around. If we had just
you're not talking about the lab in Wuhan. You're talking about the reaction on the part of governments to COVID.
Right, exactly. Yes. So we have extended the effect, if you will, of the virus, and more people, for example, would have been infected and would have already built up far better immunity to the virus than any vaccine can give you.
Is it accurate to say that the vaccines in these numbers actually encouraged variants?
That's been strongly suggested that because of the number of people who have been vaccinated, it has, bacteria and viruses, they mutate. I mean, when you get infected, it's the same thing as if we give too much antibiotics, one type of antibiotic, for example. Different antibiotics works on different mechanisms within the bacterial cells, to kill the bacteria. But if you keep giving the same antibiotic over and over and over again, you build up resistance. Well, resistance is one or two or, trillions of bacteria, shut down that mechanism within their cells and turned on a different mechanism within their cells to basically survive. And that's the same thing with the virus. So if you vaccinate, and people were warning of this when there were, mass calls for vaccination, saying this is a bad thing because you're going to push the virus into variants that the vaccines won't cover anymore. And that's exactly what we've seen.
Interesting. And I want to kind of sum up this article. And again, there's a link to this article that ties climate change with COVID in terms of the politics and the mechanisms that governments have put into effect to deal with each. Here's one sentence that kind of summarizes the whole thing. The audacious claim that a government or governments could control a virus is as absurd as the idea that they could control the entire natural world. It kind of says it all. Want to mention creationmoments.com. That's the website. Don's a member of the board of Creation Moments. Lots of great information there on the biblical story of creation, and it's scientific information, by the way. And you might want to pay them a visit. You can link there from brokenroadradio.com. And you can also check out all of our recent podcasts with Don on that website, brokenroadradio.com. There's a tab at the top that says podcasts. Click on that. Again, click on Don's name, and you'll see them all in chronological order there. Most of the conversations last about a half an hour, and there's a wealth of information there. And Don, we're grateful for what you bring to us, and we'll look forward to next Tuesday.
Absolutely. Well, you folks have a great week, and David, I hope you don't freeze up there. I don't know if you're having cold weather or not.
Yeah. Oh, let me send you the pictures. Let me send you the pictures of we have lots of
sleigh
snow.
Bells
of course, it's going to be in the 40s.
Are
today,
you listening? So, yep, okay.
Most of the snow is going to melt.
You should see David do the manual of arms with a snow shovel. It's an impressive sight to see.
Very nice.
Don, we'll see you next week. Thanks very much. Take care. Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye bye.